Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. As we continue to examine working from home and returning to work, I wanted to call your attention to one major piece of news on the return to work front that I found really interesting. Social media giant Facebook has completed a lease to take on all of the open office space in the Farley Building in Manhattan's West Side in New York City, in a deal that signifies a major vote in confidence in the return to work idea and in New York City's office space market at a moment when the future of office space, especially in urban centers, has been called into question by the coronavirus pandemic. According to a news release, Facebook signed on for 730,000 square feet of newly built office space. The space is being readied inside the shell of an over century-old Farley Building, which had for decades served as a distribution facility for the U.S. Post Office. And this deal is just the next step in a major expansion of Facebook's footprint in New York City over the past year. They've signed on for roughly 1.5 million square feet in three buildings in the nearby Hudson Yards complex. Now, back in May, Facebook's chief executive, Mark Zuckerberg, said his company would allow half its workforce in the coming decade to work remotely, and would pursue a more diffuse network of smaller spaces in secondary and backup cities. This disclosure suggests that the social media giant might shift away from its strategy in recent years of leasing major spaces in huge job centers such as New York City that have been hotspots for talent. It looks like Facebook may still want to do a work-from-home strategy for some portion of its workforce, but it's not likely to abandon its focus on major metropolitan campuses in its quest to find and recruit and maintain the best talent that they can. We'll keep watching the return to workspace over the next few months, as it's going to continue to be very, very interesting. Thanks for listening to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. To hear our full show archive, please visit hrhappyhour.net.